Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
If you are in the city of Tswane, hey, this is on Kalela Heavy. Because cops out there are unable to go out and do their jobs. There's a shortage of police cars, police vehicles. Can you believe it?
Hasn't this been a thing for a while now? It's been for a very long time.
So nationally, yes, it has been a thing. But this time, it's getting to a point where the guys in Pretoria can't even go out on calls. They can't do patrols. Whether they got into accidents, but they just haven't been replenished. And so if you've experienced a situation where maybe you try to call for help and the guys took hours, if not days, to come to you, you can let us know. Here's another thing, by the way. This we spoke about on the show previously. There's a shortage of fire engines in Johannesburg as well.
Yeah.
So if what happened in LA were to happen here, wave goodbye to your house, buddy.
But with fire engines, are they not private generally, private entities?
No, they shouldn't be. State? They are now.
Yeah.
Because Discovery has obviously seen the gap and they plugged it. Yeah. And this is the nub of the issue, Mpo. I'm glad you bring that up. When we pay taxes, the taxes are for things like security, healthcare, school, etc. and so on. Keeping the roads clean. All of those things, right? Municipal services.
Yeah.
When the government fails to deliver on that, but still takes your taxes, and then you now have to go and pay a private company to deliver those services, that's a double taxation.
True.
These are things that the government should be providing. True. When you have to hire a security company for your safety, the security should actually be provided by the SAPS.
When ambulances are provided by private companies,
yes,
it's a problem.
This is the big issue here. Because I don't understand why you would have police people and not give them cars.
And it's bad, yet there's a budget of two, and they always say there's no money, but there's a budget of 2 billion on just VIP protection. Even the South African Police Union came out now. In Qabega, there was an officer who got murdered while trying to, guess what, kickstart his police vehicle. Mm. And Qabega, I mean, SAPU came out now to say that most of their vehicles are not even roadworthy. So it's not even the fact that there's a shortage. Even the vehicles that are out on the field aren't roadworthy, and some are just problematic, not fit enough to be a police vehicle.
But so, at the same time, sorry, Caesar. Yeah. At the same time, if you're going to say we have a 2 billion rand budget for VIP protection, if you were taking care of making sure that the police service is properly serviced, in inverted commas, then you wouldn't need VIP protection. Same goes for healthcare, right?
That you would have these VIPs actually using the public healthcare system.
All of us.
If it actually was functioning properly.
Mm. So we've got a clip here from the chairperson of the police committee in Parliament, Ian Cameron. This is what he had to say 2 days ago, because he was actually speaking at the Peace and Security Cluster Committee meeting. It was a briefing that they had for the media. Listen.
It's also important for us to mention we need to consider the reallocation of non-essential functions, such as certain VIP protection services, which currently consume a disproportionate share of the police budget without delivering meaningful value to the broader South African public. The committee will continue to engage with the relevant stakeholders to ensure that resource allocation within SAPS is optimized, transparent, and responsive to the current crime crisis that the country faces.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. I agree completely with him, because you've got, what, 10 vehicles for one person? How's that helping the rest of the society?
Yeah, there's going to be a shift, honestly, in how society relates with these so-called VIPs, your politicians, your ministers. Really, we're seeing it now, especially with the GNU, that soon enough they'll probably have one vehicle if they don't drive their own, eh?
VIP, yani. You are serving the people, like, call VIP, la. If anything, we are the VIPs.
Yeah.
True.
The police should be serving us. When, if you do your job, nobody's going to want to kill you, bruh. The reason your life is in danger is because your job is not being done properly.
No, now we can't say.
No, I'm saying the truth. It's true. I'm saying the truth. No. But if as a leader, if you ensure that there's a safer South Africa out there, you wouldn't need the VIP protection.
If you are beloved, nobody wants to kill you.
No,
we're going to protect you even.
No, but sometimes you can be hated merely for blowing the whistle on corruption. That if you come in as a principled politician, you see there has been some tender fraud, you're the person that blows the whistle, and then now you're lying.
Why is there corruption to begin with?
I was going to say, if everything is functioning properly, there would be no space for corruption to happen in the first place.
Okay, but here we are, guys. So we're here. It's happening. So what do we start with first?
No, you start with the citizens. That's not the
banani. Hi, hi.
Nina zinkalele bezinkalela.
They're safer than us. How is that so when they're supposed to be servicing us and providing for us when we give them tax?
It's actually disheartening sometimes. I don't know if you've recently been to certain police stations and tried to just make a statement and you must hustle for a pen. Something as basic as a pen.
Okay, that part I understand. Because no, people steal their pens.
Yeah. Do like the banks. A bank here, but don't eat all pen because it is attached to the desk.
Okay, fair enough. They should do that. Or let them hang from the ceiling.
Let them hang. Do something.
By the way, don't take this to mean we are bashing police people.
No.
We are bashing the administration that is meant to provide police people with the resources to police.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are to blame here.
I don't understand this, Sizwe. Why is it important for JMPD to get cars, but then SAPS has totally more to get? Even more. Look what we mentioned, Amanja, fire engines. Last there was a video going out, TikTok, basically. When they park off here, JMPD, and I see me trend. Fresh cars. SAPS, when you sold any more tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's because it comes from two different budgets. JMPD is obviously Johannesburg's budget. SAPS is the national budget. Equivalent. So it's like somebody, let me put it this way. If you had a house and then you had abantu abahlala back room, well, obviously, you don't have a back room. Une mali. So your back room is in Tsempu. Une big screen. Une big screen. Une sound bar. And then Lailini. I finish your bed. Then somebody's like, how? I back room in now even finish in Tsempu. And then the main house doesn't even finish in Tsempu. Two different budgets. That's why.
Ani nankulumo kunganje la eKaslam mofuni affidavit ayikho bakuthume internet cafe and then internet cafe bani affidavit e blank bakenzela ukopi then ubuye le police station bakenzela and internet cafe yakhona i owner umuntu wa ovela kule country flag e green and white ke just beginning nazo South Africa.
Affidavit. Hey, my daughter. It's only internet cafe is owned by David.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By Abby David.
Everywhere the ANC rules, they've destroyed everything. I work for the municipality. Our vehicles, the service, you'll find that they did not pay the service provider, whether for penalty or for mechanical, what. On the road, you have 2 vehicles. At the workshop, you have 20 vehicles. It's happening all over. Same with the fire engines. The fire engines are there, but they're lying somewhere. They haven't paid service providers.
Wow.
You know, it's a mess all over.
We've got a similar issue where I'm from. Sometimes I'm a post attack on motors on 7. So it's nothing new. It's been happening for quite some time now. But yeah, we have a similar issue. Abantu nje amaphoyisa adakwe ngemoto omsebenzi egqokile uniform. Some of them, I remember I got in an accident, and then up the road, I think 2 kilometers from me, there was a Albany truck hijacking. Bakhumisibham labantu bathi bayasaba ukuya and azikho imoto ukuthi ziphume zihambe ziyo attend at the scene. So yeah, ziyabuya.
Udakwa njalo. Maybe another mistake we made is that these police cars are my Hilux, my Toyota. Because those are heavily in demand. Hilux, police in Sana, the parts are exactly the same as the High Ace.
Yeah.
Or SC Avaya, whatever those taxis.
Quantums, yeah.
So, Moland Isondo, exactly the same tire. Zinigi, I don't want to give you ideas. Zinjini Nayo, same shandy, you see. Yeah.
That's why the Fortuners get so.
Yeah. You see. Maybe that's a mistake. Maybe we should get a car size and give a inch on. My boy is a financially a murder.
So you're basically saying the Chinese must come in there?
Yeah. Shaili Omoda.
Is there a theft issue where these are being stolen, or there's just not enough supply of them? Because I've never heard of these guys, cars getting stolen.
But they go to get fixed and they never come back.
Or inside jobs.
Right between the lines.
Hey.
I mean, I see, so what I'm saying is, I'm a panyas and I'm a crime protection waters. Bamba, I'm a X3. I'm a X5. Why Bamba Ali Motiganjo? Why else SAPS? Okay, Mot. That's one thing I don't understand. You understand?
But like I explained, it comes from different budgets. The one is the city, and then the other one is national.
Mamela Makai, to the point where a police station na security gate in. Why kuba na security gate in the police station? I don't understand that thing. Why?
Because security are there to guard the police station. So here's the thing. Just because you're a cop, it doesn't mean ukuthi wena you always, like, for example, okay, let me explain this better. When you're a cop in a police station, you are there in a work capacity. But the work that you do is administrative work. Then once you get dispatched to go out onto a scene, now there you are there to guard and protect. But masengene a police station umuntisa bhala phansi mhlambe balisa affidavit. And all of a sudden I've got my gun drawn and I'm pointing at them. I can rob that person and dispossess them of their firearm. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So then what you need is you need somebody to guard the police station to ensure that intruders don't come in armed. Now, the point you're making is a fair one, which is, why don't the cops guard the station themselves? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a matter of efficiency, because a cop's salary versus a security person's salary are not the same. So if you use cops who are of higher value to just guard a gate in a police station, which constable is going to want to do that? So that's why you need security people for that, because a security person, their job is to do that. I'm asking if I'm making sense. Isn't it, Shai?
Is this like standard practice across the world where police stations have private security guarding them?
Well, I can't tell you about across the world, but I can tell you that yes, in South Africa, police stations do get robbed sometimes. That's why a police station will even close our gates ebusuku and say, sesivalile. Now, if you come here with an emergency, funa umuntu azokuvulela. Ngoba siyakhala in Saudi. Let me tell you another story. Some cops have guns, but they don't have ammunition. And if the state has not bought the ammunition for the guns, then you're just carrying a gun. Fanos petty crowbar. Ziakala M. Saudi.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.